Welcome to The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. It's Friday, July 1st, and we're the podcast that updates whenever there's news, all day, every weekday.
Here's the latest. President Biden is honoring 17 Americans with Medals of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. Among them, gymnast Simone Biles, former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, soccer player Megan Rapinoe, and actor Denzel Washington, and three who will be honored posthumously: Apple co-founder Steve Jobs, Senator John McCain, and AFL-CIO leader Richard Trumka. The ceremony will take place at the White House next Thursday.
A leaked document reveals Disney Plus is looking beyond its Marvel and Star Wars franchises for new show ideas as it tries to appeal to folks who don't have kids. The document says Disney Plus is interested in an epic world-building scripted series in the vein of Dune, as well as a music-driven series like Smash or Nashville. Also on the wish list are light mystery or heist shows in the vein of Hulu's breakout Only Murders in the Building.
Two of the largest economies in the world, California and India, have enacted plastic bans. California's ban was signed into law on Thursday. It requires single-use packaging and plastic food serviceware to be recyclable or compostable by 2032. India's ban, meanwhile, takes effect starting today. It prohibits making, selling, or importing most single-use plastic utensils and packages.
Wall Street started July with an itty-bitty rally, but after one of the worst starts to a year in half a century, we'll take it. The Dow closed up 322 points, the NASDAQ rose 99 points, and the S&P was up 40 points. Not exactly a day worthy of champagne, but maybe it warrants raising a can of light beer at your holiday barbecue.
He's got 7 seconds to ride the last few hundred meters. It's going to be
for cycling fans around the world. That voice, which belongs to sports announcer Phil Liggett of NBC, signals the return of the Tour de France. The annual 3-week bike race is one of the most popular sporting events in the world, with more than a billion viewers. The tour got underway today far from France in Copenhagen, but it will return to its namesake country this week. Our advice? Just have it on your TV in the background for hours of images of the gorgeous French countryside.
Today and every day, we're updating The Refresh from Insider as news happens, so check back whenever you want to know the latest.
Coming up, what you need to know about the biggest Supreme Court rulings out of this session.
The changing world of hybrid work offers new possibilities. WebEx enables them with an open platform and many integrated partners like Notion, Unifor, and SalesLoft. Powerful partnerships power hybrid work. Visit apphub.webex.com. WebEx, working for everyone. In the world of college sports, it doesn't get much bigger than USC and UCLA. The rival schools in Southern California are regular contenders in just about every major sport every single year. So it's big news that both universities are leaving the Pac-12 Athletic Conference, where they've been members for roughly a century, to join the Big Ten. Whereas the Pac-12 hosts schools in the Western U.S., the Big Ten mostly hosts schools from the Midwest, including major names like Michigan, Ohio State, and the best university of them all, my alma mater, the University of Maryland.
In a world that often seems increasingly kind of scammy, the head of one verified crypto scam is now on the FBI's 10 most wanted list. Ruja Ignatova was the founder of OneCoin, where she made billions on a pyramid scheme passed off as a blockchain-based currency. And then, in 2017, she disappeared, earning her the nickname the Missing Crypto Queen. She's been indicted in her absence on fraud and now joins the likes of cartel leaders and terrorists on the most wanted list.
We just got a preview of the Oath Keepers defense argument when 9 members of the far-right group go on trial for seditious conspiracy this fall, and it's a bit out there, let's put it that way. The Oath Keepers will argue that they believed Donald Trump would invoke the Insurrection Act and federalize them into his own militia on January 6th. Prosecutors, meanwhile, will argue that the Oath Keepers schemed to oppose the transfer of presidential power, which is, quite literally, the definition of seditious conspiracy.
Delta Airlines offered passengers on an overbooked flight $10,000 to rebook. Yes, $10,000. An Inc. magazine columnist was on the flight to Minneapolis with his wife and says the airline was looking for 8 volunteers to give up their seats. This wild offer comes as airlines deal with unprecedented cancellations and delays, thanks mostly to staff shortages. Delta, if you're going to offer $10,000, feel free to cancel my flight whenever you want. Happy 4th of July long weekend to all who celebrate. If you're planning to travel, and according to AAA's forecast, about half of you are, know that a record number of Americans are hitting the road despite gas prices averaging $4.85 a gallon. If you're flying, high fuel prices are also causing sky-high plane tickets. As you've been hearing, be prepared for flight delays and cancellations. Personally, I love a good road trip, but imagine if we had, like, better trains in the U.S. Just saying.
The Supreme Court ended one of its most consequential terms yesterday with some major rulings. And with so much news to digest, we think a quick recap is due.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about the 4 biggest decisions, or at least the most controversial opinions.
Right. And this isn't to say the other ones weren't huge. There's just only so much time in the day, or, you know, space in our brains.
Exactly. So let's start with number one. Obviously, the big one was the Supreme Court overthrowing nearly 50 years worth of precedent protecting the right to an abortion. We've been covering the decision and its massive consequences a lot on The Refresh and at Insider, so we won't rehash much, except to highlight what many fear could come next.
Right. Justice Clarence Thomas laid it out pretty clearly in a concurring opinion, and just a reminder, that is not binding. Mm-hmm. He wrote that now that SCOTUS has overturned Roe versus Wade, the court should also reconsider the rulings that protect same-sex marriage, same-sex sexual activity, and access to contraception, basically the right to privacy.
Now, the other conservatives in the court reject that line of reasoning, but legal experts, activists, and politicians like VP Kamala Harris, who was just on CNN, say Thomas is just saying the quiet part out loud, and people would be really silly to think those rights can't also be taken away.
I definitely believe this is not over. I do. And I think that is why we all must really understand the significance of what just happened.
Okay, number 2, West Virginia versus the Environmental Protection Agency. So at the heart of this case was whether the EPA can regulate the amount of carbon emissions that come from plants that burn fossil fuels. So a group of Republican attorneys general, including from coal states like West Virginia, sued the EPA, saying only Congress can regulate greenhouse gas emission through laws, not government agencies. And the Supreme Court's conservative justices agreed in a 6-3 decision.
For some context, though, there's this little thing called climate change. I don't know if you've heard about it, Dave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, according to the latest analysis from Global Carbon Project, the U.S. is disproportionately responsible for global warming. The richest countries in the world are responsible for half of historical CO2 emissions, and the U.S. leads that group with 25% over the last 170 years. So,
oof. I know America likes being first, but that's not a great one to be first in.
American exceptionalism.
Yeah, am I right? But now it's up to the U.S. Congress to do something about that. And everyone, including the justices, know how likely that is. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's quickly turn over to immigration, okay? In this curveball, the court actually ruled in favor of the Biden administration.
Yes, this is number 3, Biden v. Texas.
So this case was all about a Trump-era policy known as Remain in Mexico. It dates back to 2018. It required asylum seekers looking to enter the country through the southern border to stay there on the Mexican side until their immigration proceedings were completed.
And this meant immigrants who were already in dire positions often had to live in encampments along the border, where they often faced extortion, violence, sexual assault. And about 70,000 migrants, mostly from Mexico, Central America, and South America, were impacted by this policy. So when Biden took office in 2021, his administration ended the policy. But then lawmakers from Texas and Missouri pushed back, saying the administration was violating federal policy, and then a lower court reinstated Remain in Mexico.
Well, yeah. And then in a 5-4 decision delivered by Chief Justice John Roberts, the court said Biden could indeed get rid of Remain in Mexico. In his dissent, Justice Samuel Alito said this decision will, quote, release into this country untold numbers of aliens.
Nice. Okay. Number 4 involves the Second Amendment. The justices, again, along partisan lines, struck down a gun law in New York State that had been around for a century. And the law required people who wanted a license to carry a firearm outside of their home in New York to prove that they had a good reason to do so. They had to demonstrate, quote, proper cause.
Now, as the country faced a surge in gun violence, including a mass shooting in Buffalo, New York, gun safety advocates and lawmakers were saying, hey, fewer guns in public, it's a good thing.
Yeah, but then the conservatives in the court ruled that the New York law violated the Constitution. In simple terms, Clarence Thomas wrote that people don't need to prove a, quote, special need to exercise other constitutional rights. So why would they have to do that to carry a gun, you know, to exercise their Second Amendment right?
This will probably surprise you, but this lawsuit was backed by the NRA. Mm-hmm. And at least 7 other states besides New York have similar gun permit laws, including Massachusetts and California.
Well, that's the roundup. Now the justices head to their summer break, and when they return, we'll have a new justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson, who is replacing Stephen Breyer.
Be sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
The Refresh from Insider is produced by Frank Alito, Grace Eliza Goodwin, and us, Rebecca Ibarra.
And Dave Smith. Carrie Donahue is our executive producer. Andy Bowers is the head of audio. And we had help this week from Alan Habercheck.
Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend.